Drop that knowledge on
me. I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, Hercules.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And A-Lizzle.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs are the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A-Izzle.
We back at it again. You Can't Make This Up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A-Dizzle.
Episode
388.
Numbers on the board. Shouts out to everybody tuning in on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And shouts out to everybody always downloading the pod on Apple Music and all that good stuff. Yeah. So let's just jump into it. Fellas, how was the week?
Pretty busy week for your boy. I share on the pod that we house hunting. So we've been doing just that, house hunting. Something on the table. Hopefully it's, you know, in the works. But had that going on this week. I think the stress from edible and housing and kids, I done got a damn sty on my eye. So I had that pop up. That wasn't too pleasant. Celebrated my partner Sam's birthday this week, my edible arrangement partner, business owner. We turned up with her. She had a party on a Monday, party on a Thursday, and a flight on Friday. So that's usually how she rolled. But shout out to my partner Sam for her birthday. I DJ at 937 this week. That was super dope. I got to go out and DJ in the club and kind of get that popping off again. That was fun. A lot of my people pulled up. So I had a very busy week, but a blessed week. So all is well.
Dope. Question for you.
Went to Cat Williams too last night too.
So. Oh, how was that?
Marvelous. It was a nice show. Had a lot of the OGs, Mark Curry, Tommy Davidson, Monique. She popped in there. It was a good show. And Cat did his thing. So.
That's what's up. Question, are you doing the Thursday nights again this year with the down there at
I was supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be hearing back from that soon. They want to start back up in the spring and summer. So we about there. So hopefully yes, but I haven't confirmed it yet. So.
Okay. Keep us tapped in.
Yes, sir.
Pull up on that. Dizzle was popping.
Shit been cool. Shit been chill. Did another interview, so you never know. Hey, I feel like D'Angelo Russell out here just shooting, right? You know how he be after the game, they show him getting up practice shots. That's what it be feeling like, bro. But did another interview. I thought I did pretty well, so we're going to see how that go. Weather's getting good, so you already today is the I set out the bird call. It's cookout season, man. It's cookout season. First actual breaking out the big grill this time. Usually, if it's just me and my wife, I got the small grill that I take Cabrew in. Usually we just throw some shit on there, but send out the bird call. You know, y'all are more than welcome to pull up, even if it's later on. We'll probably still got some shit going on. Probably gonna get a little bonfire going. So it should be super cool. Also went to Cat Williams, but we left. We did not stay, man. So the show starts at 8:00 and they was on time, but they had like what, 5 openers?
Yeah.
About time, it was like almost going on 11. And Monique was, no, I was like 10:30. Monique was still on stage. Me and my wife look at each other like, yo, I'm yawning. It's time to go.
Yeah.
We ain't see a lick of Cat. We ain't see too much of Monique. Man, we was tired.
So what? So was you there when the altercation? No, you wasn't there then. You missed it.
Niggas was fighting.
Well, I don't know. It was the section over and she screamed something at first, like on some I love you something, and he kind of said something. But from there, it kept going to the point where like 10, 15 rows was like yapping, and it got kind of quiet.
During Cat Williams?
Yeah, he stopped like time for a commercial break, I guess, and he just kind of leaned against the little podium shit and waited till the police came over there. They escorted a few people out, but It was a very long show, yes. Now the traffic and parking was stupid. I didn't get in there until after Mark Curry was about to come on. I mean, Mark Curry about to come on. I keep wanting to say Mark Gregory.
I kept calling him Dale Curry. I've been calling him Dale Curry this whole time. Nah, he was Mark Curry was funny. I like for the fact that Tommy Davidson I thought was hilarious. His microphone was fucking up.
Yeah.
Mark Curry, I thought was funny. So we got our laughs in. We was ready to go.
Yeah. My last thing, my wife worked all day till 6, got home, freshened up, and we hit the road. So we was kind of running late anyway. I ended up parking in the top floor of the parking garage. Never again. Mm. It took almost an hour for us to even get out of our parking spot. Like I didn't try to drive the car until the top part cleared because it was so much. I knew I had to go down 5 floors. It wasn't going to happen fast. But she fell asleep about 30-40% of Cat Williams' show. My wife was, fucking knocked. So,
yeah, damn. And then you still got that hour drop. So we left. We was able to park on the first floor of the garage. So when it was time to go, pull right out of that bitch. But yeah, getting in was crazy. So we knew like it ain't worth it. Cat, we've seen you, and you got a Netflix special out. So we will, get your jokes off.
I got home at 1:45 a.m.
Nope. We got back at like 11:15.
Damn. Yeah. So that leads me to like, all right, Cincinnati Music Festival, we go every single year, and we say this every year, like, yo, we should get a hotel. We should go get a hotel and just stay the entire weekend, but we never end up doing it. We end up going down on Friday, coming back, getting home at like 2 in the morning, sleeping all day, getting down there again, having a great time, but then having to make that drive back home. So I guess that's going to be the topic of discussion this afternoon with the wife. Like, look, we got to get a hotel if we're going to really do this. Because, shoot, not only that, man, the Thursdays down at Cincy Music Fest be popping out too, man. This year they got I forget who's coming. I think it's MC Lights coming, Big Daddy Kane. So that's going to be going down there on Thursday as well. So that'd be like 3 up and downs in one weekend. So
yeah,
I'm thinking we might need to go ahead and look at some hotels or something like that.
Right.
Hey, Killer, I must say, shout outs to your fit, man. I like, can we get a fit check?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got new clothes. I had to go DJ in the club this week, so I went a little shopping. let me get something for Friday and Sunday. You know what I'm saying, man? Let me get something for Friday and Sunday. I appreciate
the low life, the polo life.
What's the hat?
You got the hat going?
It's Golden State. It's Golden, you know how niggas do. They just find colors that match. They just find colors that match.
You know what I'm saying? Blue, I'm a Cavs fan. Yellow, Cavs yellow. Fan. Yeah, we're going to talk about them Cavs for sure.
Right. Nah, I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. But as for me, man, Killer, I had every intention on pulling up on you on Friday night at Club 937. But it dawned on me, my current favorite NBA player was just an hour and a half away. So I asked the wife, I'm like, yo, Dame, Bucks, Pacers, like he been on a heater, dropping 30 in the first half. Like, yo, we should go check him out. And to the wife's credit, she's always thinking 2 steps ahead. She's like, well, you know, we got the vacation coming up. And we're getting ready to go home for Mother's Day. We just did Columbus. Like, there's a lot of up and down, ripping and running, yada, yada, yada. I was like, all right, that's cool, whatever, whatever. But then we watching some NBA playoff basketball. Matter of fact, it was the Philly game, that the Philly and Knicks game, where the Knicks came back on Philly in the last 30 seconds of the game. And as that game ends, she like, we going. I'm like, wait, what? So went and bought the tickets. Shouts out to the sister-in-law for hooking me up with a great credit card, a travel credit card. So we paid absolutely no money for the hotel that we end up staying at. So it was just a quick trip over to Naptown to go check out the game. Unfortunately for the team that I was rooting for, they lost. They were down a ton most of the game. But just like any other NBA game, a 20-point lead is nothing nowadays. They came all the way back thanks to Chris Middleton. Dame helped out a little bit. And forced
that went overtime. To overtime. I was about to say, that
was a good one. It went to overtime. So it was a good game. And it looked like, I was like, they're going to pull this out. And I thought about this as the wife said, it's like, yo, they got to win. They got to win. I was like, you just want to win so you can talk shit to all these fans that we sitting around. Like, yo. I was like, in my head, I'm like, she just jinxed them. Halliburton came down full speed, hit with a bink, bink. Fucking Pat Bev fouled him from behind, no Diddy. And it was just, it was all bad after that. So they end up losing in overtime. Not only that, Dame got hurt during the game twice. Twisted up his knee. He's questionable for today's game with the Achilles. Giannis is out. So, yeah, it's looking like the Bucks is about to get up out of here. But it was a good time in Naptown when it got some good eats after. Hung out a little bit. Crashed at the hotel. Got to sleep in. Took it to the house, man. So that was really my week.
I knew when I saw the clock and the zoomed in picture, I was like, that the same shit you just said, I said, that nigga fuck with Dame and he only an hour away. Why wouldn't he be there? That's literally what I said when I saw that. Like, of course he's going to the game.
Man, listen. I was like, I thought it was, man, I already told Kill I was going to pull up. It's Dame time.
Right.
Dame time, y'all.
How many opportunities you gonna see Dame? You know that in the playoff atmosphere like that. So.
Right.
At this rate, not too often because shit, they talking about blowing the team up if they lose.
Right.
They talking about a ton of shit. Nigga already like 35 years old. Like this might have been the one and only chance. So right. I had to pull up, man. It was a good game though. Good game.
Yes, sir.
That take us right in the basketball talk. Shit. Well, you got the Bucks coming back, or you saying they done so? Because what is it? Pacers is up 2-1.
It's a wrap. It's Rap City, man. No Dame, no Giannis. It's a wrap. Like, I mean, and to be perfectly honest, like they should shut them both down. I mean, if you remember dating back to when KD tore his Achilles, it started out with a calf strain. El Papo, you can't afford for Giannis to tear his Achilles this late in the year. You know what I'm saying? Because that's basically he's going to miss all the next year. So shut him down, let him get healthy. And Dame is already dealing with an Achilles strain. And shit, at this rate, you know, Dame pop his Achilles, that might be his career. He's 34 years old. Like we saw with Kobe. Like it's a wrap. So just shut them niggas down. Just go ahead and tool up for next season and come with a better plan than y'all had this year because they can't afford. I mean, you know what? I got to give Doc Rivers, I got to give him a ton of credit. He changed up a lot what he did in the first two games. It was really just high ball screen with Dame, and you make all the decisions. You shoot it, you drive it, whatever. You pass it to the open man. They really changed up what they did offensively. They just said, we're bigger than y'all. We're going to post up, and we're going to run the complete offense through Chris Middleton. And Chris Middleton dropped like 42 points. And I mean, they were right there. I mean, it wasn't like they got blew out or anything like that. They lost the game. It happens. It's the playoffs. So you're going to win, you're going to lose, whatever. So I give Doc a lot of credit. Like, hey, man, we're going to try to quote unquote save Dame for the end of the game because it looked like he's getting tired because he's carrying the whole offensive load in the first half. Let's run the offense through Middleton. Let's run the offense through the bigs. And they were there. But they got to ultimately figure out something to do on defense because. They getting killed on the glass. And I saw this stat that Halliburton has like 25 rebounds and Lopez has 9 for the series, which is ridiculous. And like watching the game, like Halliburton is crashing. He had like 2 putback dunks. And I'm like, yo, whomever is guarding him, that's your responsibility to box out. So the guards got to box out. Dude, you can't let a point guard come in from the 3-point line and get a put back dunk. Like, come on, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We're going to see. So, who we got today? We got, is it the end of an era? I want to ask because LeBron came through with a win. Lakers came through with a win last night. So, they down, 3-1 against the Nuggets.
Yeah.
KD on the verge of a sweep. He might be out the paint. Him, yeah. The book, Bradley Beal not looking good. They down 3-0. Play later today.
Ant-Man giving it to him. Diddy style.
Steph didn't even make the playoffs. Dame looking like it's a first-round exit. Like, is this the new era? Are we here? Because it's never an easy or smooth transition. You kind of just wake up, and that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. We were about to see Bron, Steph, and KD come together in fucking Memphis and get it. One last run at it. No, I think it's time to transition, you know, on from that. I think they all, you know, we don't have to. It goes without being said. All Hall of Famers, all top 75, whatever. But got to get. It's time to go. It's time to go. LeBron and Kobe. LeBron 39 doing his thing, but. Yeah. I don't want to see like the 4 or 5 Jordan and the Wizards. I don't want to see that with LeBron. You've been doing this for 20 years at a high level. Just go. We get it.
This is how it works.
We get it. We know what it is.
This is how it goes in basketball, man. We've seen this a million and one times before. Like with the Lakers and the Celtics. It was the Jordan era. Matter of fact, before that, I mean, we saw this with the Pistons when they took it from the Celtics and the Lakers, and then the Bulls took it from the Pistons, you know what I'm saying? And then it was, you know what I'm saying, San Antonio and the Lakers time to shine while those were going out. This is the new era, man. We are witnessing history right now. I mean, you look at the years that these guys are putting in the NBA, they got a lot of years on them, a lot of miles. I mean, obviously, what LeBron is doing is absolutely amazing. And what is it, year 21 or whatever? But shoot, you look at KD, this is like year 19. You look at Russ, this is year 18. Like, these dudes have been in the league long enough for cats to be born and graduate from high school. Like, that's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. LeBron's career is old enough to drink. Like, like, that's just what it is, man. And at some point, man, like, the next generation comes and takes your spot. So, yeah. The main question here is, are you ready for this, Dizzle? Because this is like, is this your first time going through this? Because I've seen this story before. I'm old.
Yeah.
I've seen this before. So
I cry a little bit when Ken Griffey Jr. retired. You know what I'm saying? I just seen some OGs lead the game. So
I feel like I've been through this with AI. I've been with this with T-Mac. I've been through this. Those were my before LeBron was my fave. Those two were my faves. So I feel like I've been through this. This one gonna hit a little different though, man. This one definitely gonna hit different. But nah, man, going out gracefully. I'm glad they got the dub last night. Might be a gentleman's sweep, but if there was anyone to break the whole no team has ever come back from 03, if there's anybody that would do it, it would be LeBron. So we got another game. What, tomorrow? I might throw some money on the Nuggets just in case they do lose. At least I win some money.
There you go.
I'll say this about that series between the Nuggets and the Lakers. It's not about LeBron. It's not about KD. It's about the nigga that you came on this podcast talking so reckless about a couple weeks ago. Mr.
That's not all reckless. White bricks. All white bricks.
I just have confidence in his abilities. Something clicks mentally to where he be going on heaters, and then when he cold, is bad.
This is the player he has been his entire career. This is who he is. Hey, this game here, next game here. This is up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. There's a reason why he's been on the Lakers once, the Nets, the T-Wolves, the Golden State Warriors, back to the Lakers. Up and down, up and down, peaks and valleys. Ain't nobody talking about he a scrub. Ain't nobody calling him a bum. Well, I kind of call him a bum, but like, that's who he is. If you're dependent on a dude that has peaks and valleys to get you over the hump, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
D-Lo.
Who else we got? Clippers and Mavs. Mavs is up 2-1. Who y'all got with that one?
Still rolling with the Mavs, man. The best player, man. They got the best player in Luka. Now PJ Washington, what up, cuz? Out here being a goon, protecting Luka at all costs. Russ out here doodling himself, playing like purity shit. Paul George getting dunks blocked. Kawhi out here playing like his knees is hurt, which is probably the case. So yeah, get them on up out of here, man. Get them on up out of here, dog. It's all about Luka. Y'all know I'm a huge Luka dude. Luka. President.
Yeah, I think I might have picked the Clips. I didn't get all the way through the list, but I think the Mavs hold on to this. I'll take that L if I did, but Mavs hold on to this for sure.
I feel like this is the playoffs. This is the new era of playoffs, literally. All the OGs is about to be out the paint. Get the Clippers out of here. This is literally one of them. We don't know who about to win it because the Nuggets is looking good, but the Mavs is looking good. Then we also got the Wolves. I'm assuming they about to sweep the Suns. Who else we got? In the East, we got Philly versus the Knicks. Y'all check that series out?
Yeah, yeah.
Embiid out here going WWE.
On one leg.
Man, you got it. Look, we'll talk about him being a dirty player, but you got to give him a ton of credit. I mean, he's out here dropping 50 in a had-to-have-it game on one leg, and he got paralysis of the face with Bell's palsy. Like, that's not getting enough burn. Like, his face is like this, and he can't move his face. Like, that's crazy that he's able to make these type of performances happen. And, I mean, like, they technically could be up 2-1. It could be totally the other way, but that's not how the game played out on that Tuesday night where the Knicks were able to come back. Jalen Brunson hasn't played well outside of this last game that Embiid, you know, trumped him by dropping the 50 points. But, you know, what Embiid is doing is crazy, to be perfectly honest.
I don't like the last shot. I think it was game three. Maxie was having one hell of a game. Let Maxie take that last one because that was an ugly-ass fadeaway three that didn't really work. But I think I'm still rolling with the Knicks. I think the Knicks knocked this down.
The
Knicks. Who you got,
Dizzle? I'm betting against Philly because I don't believe Embiid will stay healthy. Like, he's one fall away from just being out for the rest of the series.
One sneeze away.
Yeah.
For real. Nah. So I'm gonna take the Knicks. This might go six. I don't remember who I said at first. I believe I picked the Knicks. Did you get to that one?
Oh yeah.
Balloons?
How you do that?
I don't know.
Let me get some balloons. I ain't got no balloons.
I don't know seven. What I'll be doing.
Nah, I think it's Knicks. I think they find a way to just make it happen.
Indeed, man. I'm gonna roll with the Knicks. Because they got home court advantage. I'm still rolling with the Knicks.
One thing I did get right, I did say the Oklahoma City Thunder was gonna sweep them Pelicans, and we won game away from that. So I'm holding on to that.
I got that way off. I think I said that shit was going seven.
Yeah, that's what I said about the Suns. I got that way wrong.
Yeah, I got that wrong too. I definitely picked the Suns. But they getting belt to ass, like in every way you want it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got one question. Yeah.
Is SGA the MVP?
Yes.
I would say so. I would say so.
Yes.
I sure
he
hope
got,
so.
He got them rolling. He got them boys the number one. Is there a number one seed?
Yeah, they're the one seed in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to him. Any balling out. And Chet, I knew I was hating on Chet. That's that nigga, man.
He done got Chet. In the gym.
He done got in the jail.
On a hot 27.
It didn't take long for him to get off my hate list. But I like OKC. I like what I see. They balling. Jalen Williams is a beast.
Yeah.
They got shooters on their team. Now they said. I can see them going the distance, honestly. Just being a hot team.
Somebody that's remaining on my shit list, and I know he's on Dizzle's shit list, is Devin Booker and the Suns and KD and Bradley Beal. I mean, this is the problem with quote-unquote super teams. It's not a super team. It's just not a super team. It's not, dude.
Why is it not, though? Because everybody was looking at them like, oh, yeah, they the shit. Coming into the season, they was looking dangerous. On paper, they look good. You got three all-stars, arguably Devin Booker. He's still young on the come up. Like, you got all the pieces for it to be a super team. That's a super team.
One thing we didn't account for, though, was Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and KD's attitude. they all come from this. Just, I don't see them being great teammates. I could be wrong. I just feel like they come in 15 minutes late, leave 15 minutes early type of nigga. You know they do what they want. So I just didn't like the personalities that were going to be blended together to make this said power super team.
They ain't got no point guard, man. They ain't got point guard. They ain't got nobody to set up the offense. You have three shooting guards. These pieces do not fit. You have to have pieces that fit. This is why the Boston Celtics work so great. They had the shooter, they had the scorer, they had the defensive player, and then, Rondo. Mm-hmm. Boom, Rondo is going to get all this stuff to work. Now, we look at a big three in Miami that, you know what I'm saying, eventually worked, but it didn't work initially. It didn't, quote-unquote, work in winning a championship because, you know, LeBron, D-Wade, like Chris Bosh got in where he fit in, but, you know, and they eventually put the ball in LeBron's hands to basically be the playmaker and make everything happen. I don't want Bradley Beal being the playmaker. I want Bradley Beal to score. I don't want Devin Booker to be the playmaker. We saw Devin Booker try to be a playmaker in the NBA Finals versus the Bucks, and they lost. And I mean, and KD's almost as old as LeBron James. This situation is not going to work.
Are you concerned with these old heads running this Olympic squad off? This Olympic squad got a bunch of old heads that we talking about being on the way out. I don't like how this is sounding.
Nigga, you are 1,000,000% correct. I mean, Embiid is on the Olympic team. How's he going to play on the Olympics? He's not playing. So who's the alternate? Who's the alternate big man that they're calling?
Call up Chet.
Fair.
You got to call up a big man that ain't scared to jump to get dunked on. Chet jump on every dunk attempt, seem like. I fucks with him. What else we got? I think last one. Let's talk about your Cavs, man. They shitting bricks right now. They was up 2-0. We thinking, oh, this is an easy one. Magic are young. This is their first playoff. Good experience, whatever. It's a tie 2-2, and both losses – they were shitting bricks, man. Talk about your Cavs.
Delta ass. Look, so I still think the Cavs are going to win this series, but unfortunately, they're going to win it in 7 games. They're going to win the home games. They're going to lose the road games. I wasn't asking for much, man. They should be able to go out there and win these games and get one on the road versus Orlando. They should be able to get one in Orlando and be up 3-1 right now, coming back to the crib and closing it out. But they're not. First half, they were fine. Like, hey, man, Orlando's here to play. That's fine. Whatever happened at halftime, was it the Monstars that came and stole Donovan's juice? I don't know.
Garland.
You go from 18 in the first half to basically a goose egg in the second half. Like, I think they scored, like, 24 points in the second half. Like, you're not going to win games like that. But on the flip side, guess what? Orlando is still a young team, and now they have to travel to Cleveland. Cleveland's going to be rocking for that game because they're going to need it. I think they blow out Orlando in this next game, lose a close one back in Orlando, and then win it out back at home in 7. But 7 games, you shouldn't take 7 games for a first time team being in the playoffs, man. You should have won this in 5.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. I'm big pissed.
I was super disappointed. I had a busy day running around. I caught most of the first half. I caught, like you say, I caught Spiders hot 18. I caught a couple runs where Allen and them was up 10, 12, 13. You know, they had double-digit lead. I leave. I come back. I made a bet with the Cavs and a couple other picks. I'm confident. I got to check my bet. And it's already done. I said, but Cavs lost. And I went back and I was like, Jesus. I mean, it was, like you said, a whole flip from first half to second half. So very disappointed in my boys. Very disappointed.
Built to ass.
Last one. Kev, you caught it. Heat was going to get one of them wins. We got the Celtics is up 2-1. Is this a gentleman sweep?
Yeah, man. Like, come on, man. Like, look, I love Jimmy Butler and the Heat and everything like that, but Jimmy Butler ain't playing. He on the sideline with Afro Puffs. Like, it's a wrap, man. Like, you give the Heat culture a lot of credit. They not no suckers. They not going to go out like no bums. They going to give you everything they got. Just like, you know what I'm saying, the Lakers, they not no LeBron's not no punk. He going to give you, you know what I'm saying, his best effort, and you're going to eventually get one. The Heat got that one. The better team all season has been the Boston Celtics. And they're gonna win this series in 5 games.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm with you. That was the last, the one and only Heat win.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas won a lot of money on that one. I think that I forgot what the spread was or what the fucking the payout was, but I know it was something crazy in that win. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the draft. This is Y'all teams, do they do good for y'all, or how they looking?
I love how you asked that question, because you could give two shits about the NFL draft. You just want the season to come, and hey, man, that's not my bag. But, yeah, I love what my team did. The biggest thing that we did, we addressed the offensive line. We got two new starters on that offensive line. We got a wide receiver that's going to come in. Unfortunately, he's from University of Michigan, but he's a Pittsburgh Steeler now, so I guess I got to root for him. So I love what we did in the draft.
Yeah.
Protect y'all new QBs.
Indeed.
I'm the same way. When you get two from Alabama and one from Michigan, I can't be mad at my boys. I think we got Mims, the offensive tackle from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to say not Georgia, Alabama, and Michigan was the first three. We got Jenkins, the defensive tackle. And we got Burton, wide receiver from Alabama. So With Higgins wanting to get up out of there, I think we'll get some more value in there. So hopefully we trade him for something more than what our owners normally do. So, but yeah, I'm happy with my our team picks with the Bengals.
So I know a few names in the draft. I know Caleb Williams. He went to the Bears at one. Who else is some rookies y'all looking forward to seeing?
Definitely was surprised with the amount of quarterbacks and receivers and offensive guys that went. I want to see how a left-handed quarterback named Mike in Atlanta do. I want to try to see what that's about. So, but I'm encouraged. I'll say I'm encouraged by what's coming.
Man, being a huge college football fan, like I love the draft. I love to see where dudes go. And what like teams that they land on. I'm a big person that believe that, hey man, it's not really all about with you. All these dudes are super talented. Where do you go? What team do you go to? What type of situation do you fall into that's going to benefit you the most? Like, I'm a firm believer that, hey man, whoever was a draft pick for the Minnesota Vikings at quarterback was going to succeed because they have Justin Jefferson. They got a good play caller. They got Jordan Addison. They got a good running back. Like, they got a lot of good pieces that rock with them. So I think that J.J. McCarthy is going to do very well, the quarterback from Michigan. I think he's going to do very well with the Minnesota Vikings. Kind of like a sleeper situation off the, you know what I'm saying, first and second round. I really like Renardo Green, cornerback, going to San Francisco 49ers. I think he went like in the late second round to them. They need cornerbacks. He's a dog. He's like a press man cover cornerback that, like, hey man, zone coverage is not necessarily his forte. But guess what? The San Francisco 49ers don't do. They don't play zone defense. They play straight man defense. So I think he's gonna be like one of the best sleeper picks, like kind of like L'Jarius Sneed with Kansas City a couple years ago. Like kind of like a guy that kind of flew under the radar or whatever. End up being the best cornerback in the NFL. So, like, I really like that for the 49ers.
One thing we didn't talk about was the new rules. Are we I like the kickoff rule. Like, I'm trying to see some returns. That's one thing. Y'all fuck with the kickoffs? The new
– what is the new rule?
Like the AFL style? Or what?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the new rule? I missed it.
Niggas is lining up super close.
Yeah,
and then the kicker's back. He kicks it. The nigga catch the ball, and then I guess the rest of the team is already head to head, so it's not like a full sprint collision.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like a play now. like, because guys are so close. So if you have like a guy that, you know what I'm saying, like a running back, they saying those guys are going to do better at kickoff returns because it's more like a play. So if you get past that first or second wave,
is it still from where it's at? Because 85% of them kicks go out the damn end zone.
No, he's kicking from further back.
Okay.
So
okay.
The chances of it actually going to the end zone are unlike, I guess he's kicking off from the 20.
We're back to the 20.
Kicker kicks off from the 20, but everybody on his team is like lined up at like the 40.
You know what I'm saying? Got you. Okay.
So,
okay.
And your team is lined up at the 20. So, like, there's only like 10 yards of distance between everybody before, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The action.
Got you.
Then we got.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
What's the hip drop? No hip drop tackle. That's a flag.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hate that hip drop. That's that tackle where if you're running and I come up beside you and I just put all my body weight onto your shoulders and like fall into you and make you come down. Can you visualize that? Running, you're running and I just kind of like hold on to you, drag you down and break your hip.
Got you. So yeah,
ankles are snapping.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
All right. So the tackle that comes to mind, because when I saw the rule, they showed DK Metcalf chasing that nigga down 50, 60 yards and then grabbing him and falling. Like, how yeah. else are you going to tackle somebody if you chasing a nigga down from behind? What, you can't trip the nigga. Like, what that's you going to do?
It's all about the offense.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, shit.
You got to dive and strike.
Took, yeah, right. You took out the horse collar shit. You can't grab him by the horse collar no more, but you can grab
that makes
a nigga
sense.
By you got you, but you can still grab niggas by their dreads.
Nah, see.
You tackling you by my hair?
Right.
But you not allowed to tackle that's me by crazy. My shoulder pads? Crazy.
So wait, so how are they supposed to tackle him though? From behind. You can't tackle him from the top. You can't grab him and fall back.
You gotta trip him up with your arm.
I told you, you got the running swipe. Get that cleat to the face when you miss.
The turf monster get him.
Right.
Well shit, that's it. That's it for sports, man.
Killer, what's popping with Diddy, man? We got to get the Diddy update, man. What's going on?
Well, Sean Diddy Combs fires back at the groping accuser, Little Rod, Mr. Rodney Jones, by unearthing his past legal woes, including reckless homicide. Diddy reaching. Diddy's reaching.
I was just about to say, this ain't going to help. This ain't going to help. Niggas is just waiting on footage. don't nobody care what Lil Rod did. I mean,
bingo.
Yeah, I mean, his past don't make what he's saying less valid. You know what I'm saying? So we still waiting. We still gonna see.
And then Diddy's legal team motions to dismiss counts in sexual assault lawsuit argue certain laws didn't exist in 91. They trying to get all this Diddy take that all that shit is hilarious to me, but it's coming back 360 now because it ain't looking them memes is out there, but they that tells you how bad it is. They are reaching.
Yeah, and you know what? They reaching and they should reach. And if I'm Diddy, I want them to continue to reach because it's no longer about like, oh man, quarter of public opinion. It's not about, oh man, I need to be able to just live my life. It's, hey man, keep me out of jail. Like, do whatever y'all got to do. Say whatever y'all got to say. We gonna settle as many cases as we humanly possibly can. I'm not gonna have as much money in the bank afterwards, but my goal here is to stay out of jail. So whatever you got to say, whatever you got to do, you got to throw Lil Rod and bring up his shit to make him a less credible witness. You got to bring up shit. So do what you got to do to keep me out of jail. That's what I'll be telling you.
Yeah. And speaking of the Diddy take that, Gucci dropped a new song titled Take That. The No Diddy. So have you heard it?
I have heard it.
Do you like it?
Kind of fun.
Nah, I'm good. You like that? That's cloudy. That's cloudy, bro.
It's foul.
Yeah.
Foul. But you know, a little bop to it. A little bop to it. But yeah, man. Diddy, man, this is all bad.
I'll download it just in case. You never know. You never know.
It's somebody a novelty might... record.
Right.
It's a novelty record. Like chicken noodle soup.
I'm about to play. I play some. Whoa. I was going to go to school, but then I got high. If I play that, I can probably get that off too. Tupac Shakur estate threatens to sue Drake over diss track. Wow.
Grand opening, grand closing.
I told you I was not here for the funny AI stuff. They're trying to sue over the AI generated Tupac voice that we all heard. That's kind of what needs to happen with this, because this cannot get out of hand, and how we as a society will take something and everybody will run with it, and then 6 months later it hits like the white news, and then they talk about it. Like we can't have this with, you know, with AI generated music. They gotta nip this in the butt. They gotta get this over with. So hopefully this sets a precedent for what's to come with the non-AI music, but I'm here for it, just for the security of my sanity and being able to hear music and be able to turn on the radio and hear, you know, a couple of different artists. I don't want to hear AI generated tracks. I don't.
Straight up.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. And Drake took the song down in midst of all this shit. So yeah, hopefully not too much more on that.
And the other thing about it is, like, I won't say the damage has already been done, but like the jab has been thrown to Kendrick. It ain't like, oh man, you can't still find this song on YouTube. Like, you can find it if you want it. Like, Drake just took it down and he didn't put it up on streaming platforms and make any money out of it. He wasn't doing this for a money making venture. This is the battle. The battle is on. So I'm going to continue to do things to antagonize Kendrick. Like, he just wore a Compton Community College t-shirt on Instagram. Like, he's poking. He's going to continue to poke until Kendrick does anything. So, where your boy?
Because we said on 420 last Saturday, he had at best until the weekend. It's been a week, so
he gonna drop in the summer. He ain't on Drake time, man.
You're right. He is gonna drop out that big three. Who we putting in there? We putting Future? We putting Lil Wayne? Who we putting in the big three? Because this is dropout worthy. I need a response.
Y'all know Kendrick is on Kendrick time, man. This ain't microwavable. This is grandma's. This is grandma's cooking. You gotta marinate shit. Shit ain't cooked the same day as prep, you know what I'm saying? The same instant noodles, nigga. Come on, man. What's up? You got a question?
I have a question because shouts out to everybody who listens to the podcast. They go back two or three episodes. I was the person saying, hey, man, Drake needs to respond. When he responds, he doesn't need to do it on anybody else's time. But you were the main person saying we need a response ASAP. ASAP, and I was a person saying don't respond until it's right. How it come is different from Drake and Kendrick. I'm just curious.
So, all right. If I remember correctly, I gave Drake time after the tour. Drake didn't respond immediately. He waited a little bit. He was like, okay, cool. It was a good song, worth the wait. As long as the song is worth the wait, he got till summer. Anything after the summer, then it's too late.
The summer, nigga, it's only April, bro.
He got to the summer, bro.
That would have worked in the 90s. The world moved too fast these days. Cats is gonna forget about this in three more weeks, and then if he come out with it, it's gonna be like, what? Nah.
His next shit gotta be his best shit, and it's gotta address it. It don't gotta be a full diss track. I hope it's not. I hope it's just a banger song.
With some jabs.
Hey, with a haymaker, maybe a couple haymakers. The full diss track is only so, you know, it can only go so well, a full diss track. Because what are they really dissing? What are they even beefing about? We don't even know.
Who's the better rapper? And that's why I think ultimately Kendrick is quote unquote going to lose this battle. Because this is not Kendrick. This is not what J. Cole wanted this to turn into. Niggas playing the dozens and roasting. They just wanted it to be about my MC skill level. That's what they wanted this to be about. That's not what this is
about.
That's
not this at all.
This is not battle rap, dog. This is not, hey, man, I can make this word rhyme with this word in complex. No, man, that is not this realm. This is the world of the roasting. How well can you make a roast record? And Drake has made better roast records. I contend to this day that Back to Back is a top three diss record of all time. Like, and I was rooting for my guy Meek Mill, but Meek Mill got mollywopped. It is what it is. You got to call it how you can see it. I don't think ultimately this ends well for Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. I just don't. I just don't, because I don't think that he has the capabilities to go to those places. I don't think that he wants to do those type, not wants, but or feels like he's, man, that shit whack. I think he looks at that type of rapping as whack. Like, what? I'm here to rap. I'm here to make dope music and bars and out rap you in that way. I'm not here to, all right, let me Google, all right, this and that, and go to, you know, push a T route. You know what I'm saying? Find all this dirt about Drake and stuff like that. I don't think that's in Kendrick's MO. So ultimately, I don't think that Kendrick is gonna win. And at this rate, I guess I don't care if he responds, man, because
he said he said fuck the big three. It's just Big Me. Bow.
And that song is still a banger, man.
Yeah. I don't think he on it. He is not.
So y'all, are y'all over the beef or Kendrick drop fire? Y'all right back in it.
Oh, I'm here for the fire, but I'm just not, you know what I'm saying, tapped in. Like,
yeah, I don't want before. I wanted this to last maybe 3 weeks and not 9 months. So I was hoping for a little more, you know, acceleration through this, but I'm always here for a dope track from, you know, top five, at least top six.
Quavo and Chris Brown is the beef that y'all wanted the Drake and Kendrick to be. These niggas is just dropping back and forth. These niggas got like three songs apiece.
The undercard got fans in the seats. The undercard got fans in the seats.
Yeah, these guys are about quantity over quality, especially on Quavo. Them songs are fucking dog shit, man.
Yeah. Terrible.
Shouts out to Breezy, though.
Nah, this shit is funny. I'm here for both of it. I do think Kendrick is going to respond, but it is going to be methodical. He's going to wait a little bit. He ain't just going to be going back and forth, because Drake write too quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can throw some shit in there and come out with a banger, but nah, this Quavo and Chris Brown is just funny. And then Quavo don't even want to go fight with him, don't sound like, bro.
It's bad.
Shouts out to my boy AP. Shouts out to my boy Kelly. I saw this clip floating around because House Party came out like a couple decades ago at this point. But the clip of the battle rap scene between Kid and Play was on social media, so I sent it to my boys. I was like, this is the battle that J. Cole wanted it to be. Just a friendly rap battle. Just two buddies rapping and then dapping it up afterwards, going to get some drinks and hang out and stuff like that. That's not what this battle is. This battle has turned ugly. This battle has turned into, you know, Ross calling people white boys and niggas talking about they property lines and all types of shit. Like, it's not what you thought this was going to be.
Yeah. Speaking of something that you thought wasn't going to be, Kanye West reported in plans to launch Yeezy porn. Are y'all here for the Yeezy porn? Because this might get a little wild and crazy, because we kind of know what kind of time Kanye be on, so...
I think I'll stick to Twitter, you know. I don't think I need Yeezy porn, but shout out to him.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him, you know, trying to get this Playboy Mansion popping off in a couple of years. He's headed down that path, it's looking like, but he gonna find a way to stay in the mix, man. So
he gonna find the only one that think this is a dumb idea? I mean, I know porn sales and it's the oldest industry in the world and everything like that. But like, everything considering what Diddy's going through, you think now is the time for a rapper to say, yeah, I'm going to be doing porn? Like the sex trafficking, like, right. I would probably stay away from that. I would stay with them dumbass clothes he been making and making music.
Whatever happened to Jesus is King? Like, that was just what? That was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
The Donda Project.
I forgot. Yeah. What about what happened with Jesus is King, man?
Sunday service.
I don't know.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Lastly, we got all entertainment, man. Megan Thee Stallion's former photographer, Emilio Garcia, files a new lawsuit against the rapper accusing her of harassment and a hostile work environment after alleging that she was trapped. This sounds fun, but trapped inside a moving car while in Ibiza while she had sex with a woman in 2022. So Megan having sex with a woman and the photographer is stuck in the car. Who driving? Who recording? Why I wasn't invited to DJ?
Damn. Look, man, not to sound sexist, but it's going to sound sexist. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the problem is?
Yeah,
what right. The problem is?
Right.
I'll just sit and watch.
Yeah, man. Turn on up.
Yeah, go for it. I'm a huge fan.
Right. Yeah,
I can see that's a payday. That's a payday, man. Cause
see the difference between now and 2024 and my childhood and in my young 20s is I was trapped inside of a moving car with my friends in the backseat having sex. but it wasn't no tapes. It wasn't no recording. It wasn't no post. It was goddamn y'all crazy. And we headed down 75. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's a payday nowadays. You end up
exactly.
at one of these freak offs because the entertainment business, they just be freaking. Everybody freaking. It's a freak off. And if you in one of them rooms, you could like this situation could have a payday one day.
Cat Williams said it best, man. Hollywood got a huge drug problem and it's starting to reap its face because these motherfuckers be wilding. They be outside.
Indeed. All right, man. We got some quick hitters before we slide up out of here. This definitely want to get Killer's take on this. On Tuesday, Tennessee legislation approved a bill that permits teachers and staff in schools to carry concealed handguns in schools.
I am super twisted on this. I like it for the fact of we do need to have a little more clarity for the people that are trying to do bad things to know that ain't one of those spots now to where you can just come and know ain't no weapons going to beat it. Mm-hmm. That side of it is what I'm kind of on the pro. The con side is, will these teachers be trained and adequate enough with firing that gun to not fire through that wall and hit that kid in the next classroom to not miss that intruder and, you know, cause harm to what, you know, a student or a staff member. I just hope the level of training that goes into it is more than just getting your CCW license and having that, because that ain't enough to be able to carry a gun in the school. That's where I'm at.
Then, like you said, it's you're conflicted. I'm conflicted because I vividly remember out-of-pocket teachers. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife was just having this conversation about all the teachers that did us dirty. Like, we have stories of teachers calling us out our name, doing shit over nothing, you know, us as children. So I just don't want the, you know, the gun to be in the wrong hand. Somebody that power tripping might pull it out on a student just because they ain't listening or doing some other shit, you know. Or even just a kid fight wouldn't result in a teacher pulling out the weapon to try to stop the fight, you know what I'm saying?
And also, me and my wife said, who remembers the kid that always was getting in trouble and that one teacher that made it his mission to punish that kid or make sure that kid, you know, stayed in trouble? When you get into that type of thing, I would hate to see, you know, the attitude of a teacher. They still human beings. They still work 9-to-5s like us. And I would hate to see the stress reaction.
Yeah. I'm not torn on this. I think this is a horrible idea. I think this is absolutely horrible. You want to have guns around children. Especially like middle school age. Like, I think, you know what I'm saying? Little kids that kind of maybe listen a little bit more, but like middle schoolers, you know, that 12 to 14 year old range, them niggas just do whatever the hell they want to do. And I'm thinking of the aspect of like, all right, Miss Johnson keep her gun in her top drawer. All right, what if Miss Johnson super busy that day, forgets to lock the damn gun up? Johnny goes in there, gets the gun. Like y'all was talking about, like, hey man, these teachers, no names, but I know people that are currently teachers that I sure the fuck wouldn't want to have a gun like that. Like, no way. Why would you have a gun? And I think bringing more guns around young people is just not a good idea. You want to have somebody at the school or multiple somebodies there at the school with guns, let them be security officers that have been trained, like Killa was talking about. Like, we talk about, you know what I'm saying, police officers having a bad day. We talk about that. Like, teachers, like y'all said, are people, too, that could have a bad day and a bad moment. And then to add this to their plate as well, like, oh, now you have to teach these 30 kids and keep all these kids in order. And if out of the 30, maybe you got two bad apples in your class and you're trying to keep them all that. Now we're going to add, hey, man, add a gun to the situation. I think this is totally wrong. I think this should not happen anywhere.
Yeah. I think the ultimate answer would be if we can spend $75 billion to give to Ukraine, we should be able to spend $75 billion to make sure every school has an officer in there to hold down the initial threats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or have a program in place that, you know, is funding this for the schools, for the safety of our children, for the safety of, you know, all that. So if we can go throw $75 billion to Ukraine, damn it, that then we can fix our own shit too. So
yeah, man, teachers already got enough on their plate. Now you gotta worry about locking your gun up and concealed and carry. Yeah, like, come
you,
on, man.
Like you said, you know the first fire drill when everybody had to go outside. It's gonna be two of them kids in there trying to go through and find them guns.
You already know. Shoot, and let's be real, man. In a state like Tennessee, I'm sure some of them kids down there have already handled weapons before, so like this wouldn't be a new thing to them holding a gun. So like, nah, man, we don't need to keep guns or bring more guns around kids. Stop me if y'all heard this one before. President Joe Biden has signed a bill that will ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it is sold in the next 9 to 12 months. Shouts out to Soulja Boy. He said he'll buy TikTok.
that sounds like the government strong arm there. Either you sell it to us or it's over.
Vine will make a comeback. We'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. There will be a replacement if this actually happens, but it's such a United States thing to do. Like, hey, y'all sell it or else. It's wild, man. It's wild. This is something very cool, especially all us folks out there that love to get our travel on. Airlines will now have to automatically refund or money to everybody for cancellations, delayed flights, of lost baggage.
Well, should have been in place.
Yeah, I've had all three happen to me, so I need three checks. I need some some restitution. I need some back pay.
Nah, that's facts. This should have been in place. Because if y'all cancel my flight, why don't y'all just give me my money back immediately? Like, I shouldn't have to go through a process because y'all canceled some shit. Y'all got me. So now I'm stuck here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely. I've only had my bags lost once. Knock on wood. I guess this is a lot. Like, three times I had a flight, like, delayed. No cancellations. Like I said, knock on wood. But, yeah, this is quality, man. This is quality that they're actually trying to look out for the customers. I mean, we talk about, like, summer travel is going to be at an all-time high this upcoming year. And there's never anything done for us. Everything is going up. The price of flights is going up. The price to park at the airport is going up. Don't you dare go buy nothing to eat at the airport. So something, at least for the customer, is coming back in our favor.
Yeah.
Spirit. Definitely. Is this the end of Spirit and Frontier? Because
I was going to say, what happened to
the delayed flights?
They're going to have to refund a lot of little 10, 12, 15, 18 for the, you know, said problem.
man,
not looking good.
All right, last one before we slide up out of here, man. This is kind of like been a week of anniversaries, man. 29 years ago this week, Friday premiered in theaters.
Wow, probably classic. My favorite movie, or top top five for sure. Definitely will watch that thing every year at some point throughout the year. If I catch it on TV, if it's a slow night, nothing on. But 29 years ago, that's
crazy.
That got me feeling like Unk.
Yeah, man. Obviously, so many people that were starting that movie has, you know, obviously passed on, you know, from John Witherspoon to Debo / Tiny Lister and so many others. AJ Johnson, like so many people, mm-hmm. but like they're forever remembered in that classic movie, man. Shouts out to Cube and everybody, DJ Pooh, for bringing us Friday, man. Also, mm-hmm. 29 years ago this week, Mobb Deep, MOBB, released their sophomore album, The Infamous. Mm. Way back in 1995. What was you doing in 95?
Diapers, man. 3 years old. Not shit.
Yeah. 95. What a time to be alive.
Indeed, indeed. 25 years ago this week, Rough Riders released their compilation project, Ride or Die. Shouts out to DMX. Shouts out to Swiss Beats, The Locks, Eve. I mean, like that spawned, you know what I'm saying, a hell of a run from the Rough Riders, man. It came out in 1999. Dizzle, what was you doing in 99?
Hooper, AAU, basketball, ball is life. That was all. It was it. Just basketball.
I'm going to date myself. I was, a sophomore in college. Mm. Ride or die, nigga.
That was junior going to senior year of high school for me. So I was fucking, I was in the streets, you know, I was outside.
And probably the best thing that happened this week, 30 years ago this week, Outkast released their debut classic album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music, way back in 1994. Fucking classic. Listen to it on the drive back from Naptown. In honor of that situation.
I might have to do that this week myself because Outkast is definitely probably one of my favorite groups. So I definitely need to go back and hear some of that Southern Playalistic Cadillac music. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, there is another episode of You Can't Make This Up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.